Hello, and welcome back. The subject of the last post was the Great Commission. The Great Commission is the assignment from God to spread the gospel, or the good news, throughout the world. The good news is that the kingdom of God is at hand. That's what Jesus said, and that Jesus is the King. He came to forgive us of our sins, to restore our relationship with God who loves us. Now, what's interesting is that the word gospel in the original Greek language is evangelion, which is where we get our term evangelism. So evangelism is about sharing the gospel. Now, an important question is, how do we evangelize? Do we evangelize with our words or with our actions? A common saying attributed to St. Francis of Assisi is, preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, use words. This expression is used as a recommendation, if you will, for how we should primarily evangelize our world. And that is by our deeds or our works. Now, as attractive as an option that is, it's not true evangelism. Jesus, the apostles, the early church understood that the word preach means to use our words to proclaim the good news. Now, I know it's difficult for many people to share or preach the gospel because most are uncomfortable talking about spiritual things. And as a result, we'd rather do good deeds. But all this does is make you look like a good person. Now, which in of itself is not a bad thing, but preaching or proclaiming the gospel means that our speech is pointing them to the Savior, Jesus Christ. Remember, the Great Commission is the command to make disciples. We do that by proclaiming what Jesus has done for us. That means we are a witness to what he has done for us personally, not what he's done for other people. That can be useful, but that's not the primary purpose of a witness. Another important ingredient to evangelism is to use key scriptures to make our point. Our testimony is our experience. The scriptures are the authority which we speak the truth. Now, my favorite gospel witnessing scripture is Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. And it says, for by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Let's take the moment or time to take this verse apart. First of all, we have for by grace. The subject, remember, is salvation. And grace is the means by which that salvation or deliverance is given to us. It is a free gift. Then you have, you've been saved. That literally means salvation. Heaven is yours. Overcoming in this life is yours as well. Three, through faith. This gift of salvation is obtained by believing Jesus died for you and that your sins have been forgiven. And then four, it's the gift of God, not of works. This simply means that this gift of salvation is unearned and undeserved. And finally, lest anyone should boast, this means that a person will not ever be able to say, I earned or deserved this gift of salvation. Now, another verse that I would suggest is Romans 10, 9 through 11. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness or right living, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Now, isn't that powerful? The individual that you're witnessing to must believe that God raised Jesus from the dead and confess with his mouth that this is true. This means they have to tell someone of their new belief in Jesus and that they are now a Christian. Now, a well-known evangelism series of scriptures is called the Seven Steps of the Roman Road. And that's because all seven verses are from the book of Romans. Now, all I'm going to do is just highlight the sense of the scripture. But for the full text, go to www.pastorvicksnuggets.com. Step one, the natural state of man, Romans 3, verses 10 through 18. It takes the position that given time, mankind will choose to do evil or sin. Now, of course, this is contrary to the popular thinking today that man is intrinsically good. Step two, the reason that we're condemned. Romans 3:23 states, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." The emphasis is on the word all. There are no exceptions. All of us have sinned by rejecting Jesus Christ and by our actions. Guilt and shame are good indicators of sin. Step three, the cause of our sinfulness. Romans 5:12 states that the cause of sin is because we have inherited the sin nature of Adam and Eve. Step four, the penalty of sin. Romans 6:23 states that the penalty or the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And death in this sense means spiritual separation from God forever. Step five, the proof that God loves us. Romans 5:8 says the following, "But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Step six, the remedy or the solution to our dilemma, Romans 10:9-11. We've already discussed that a little bit earlier in this post, but it basically says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and if you really mean it from your heart, you will be saved. And then finally, step seven, the life-changing decision. Romans 10:13 says, "For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And it's really important to, as you share or evangelize to others, is that not simply to give them information, but to help them come to the point of making a decision. The best way to say to somebody, "Would you like to make a decision?" is simply to say that. "Would you like to receive Jesus Christ right now?" And then help them by reciting maybe parts of the scriptures you've learned and having them recite it back to you. Remember, it's God who draws an individual to himself. That's John 6:44. It's your job to speak the message of life. That's evangelism. The gospel or the good news. You are the messenger. Every individual makes their own decision. And you should never become discouraged when someone says no to your message that you bring. Think of evangelism as planting seeds. It is God who makes the seed grow into eternal life. You have the privilege and the opportunity to plant seeds. But on the other hand, there is great joy when someone accepts Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And the wonderful thing is that you get to share in that joy. I hope you're blessed by this message, and I hope that you would apply some of these thoughts to your own life today. We look forward to seeing you the next time. God bless you.